Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morning, Alice. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you, Rachel. I cannot complain apart from the fact that the sky is crying.
I think we can all either decide to complain or be extremely cozy today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't have to leave
the
house, burrito day. Big duvet burrito.
We
are not alone, though. We've also got on the line Justine Sime-Barton. Kia ora, Justine. How are you today?
Kia ora. I'm good, thank you.
It's very lovely to have you on the show. We're talking about Takurua, Nafanua, which is a fantastic new show that you're putting on, War Goddess. I'm excited to hear about this.
Takurua Nafanua, the War Goddess, will be at the Hanua rooms at the Aotea Centre. So Nafanua, our War Goddess, is from Samoa. So this year's production, we're really focusing on this whole theme about empowering women, in particular empowering Maori and Pacifica women. So that's our theme for this year.
Awesome.
That's why Nafanua, the War Goddess.
And so, Justine, talk to me about the significance of exploring something like Nafanua, which is a in terms of a concept and embodied principle, you know, like it's no light touch thing, you know, we're really getting right into exploring something probably thematically, which is dealing with the power of women. Talk to me about what that's like to explore that in the work and What an audience might expect to experience from that kind of exploration.
Oh, okay. Well, let me begin with Takurua. So Takurua is the brand concept of Tala Pacifica. And so when we say Takurua throughout Polynesia, it means you call. So you call out to the people, you call out to your village, you call out to the surrounding islands. Takurua is the call. We call for the best to come forward. We call the best in your craft, in your industry, whatever. If you feel that you are the best, we call you forward to present an event for the village, for your people. Mm. So that's what we've done. That's what Takurua is. So we put a call out. We're going to put on this event. It's called Nafanua, the War Goddess, and it incorporates food. So it incorporates hospitality, dance, theatre, song. It's everything. And that's very Polynesian. Like when we tell stories, we present you with food. The whole hospitality thing is encompassed. So that's, first of all, that's what Takurua is. So when you hear Takurua, it's the whole concept of hospitality, but only if you consider yourself to be the best, because we don't want to serve up rubbish, right? Because we're serving we want to serve our family, we want to serve our village, we want to serve our community, only the best. So if you consider yourself to be the best, come forward.
That's awesome.
Then come and grab a seat. So it's interesting that you are incorporating this food and what hospitality means, as well as performance, dance and storytelling. Is there a sort of a story or a narrative thread that runs through the performance, or are they more abstract sort of ideas in the show?
Oh no, the storytelling and the food are connected. So that's what we're trying to, in this modern era, right? We want to connect the food, the taste of food, with storytelling. So like when you eat galo, when you eat taro, there is a connection to the culture. There is a significance of taro. So in our production, the king of the underworld steals the taro from Earth, right? And he takes it to the underworld. Now, one of the themes is that if you control the food, if you control the harvest, you control the people because you starve them.
Yeah, true.
So the food is taken from the upper world and is hidden in the underworld, right? But while that is happening, there's lots of nutrition that is being, because it's under the earth. So when one of the gods, like the cultivation god, returns to the underworld to bring the kalo back up to earth, there's all this nutritional value. And there is a fight between, you know, the underworld god and the god of cultivation. And anyway, to cut the story short, at the end of that scene, that the kalo, the dish of the taro, is served out to the people.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. So they. Yes. So they. Yeah. You know. So when they're tasting it, the palate is that they begin to understand the cultural significance, and it really does turn your palate around. It's the same like when we serve the pork dish. We serve it because at the end of the scene where Ngāwhā Nuā wins the battle between the east and the west. She is then crowned the four Samoan titles, and she serves the people the pork dish. And pork dish is only served to high chiefs.
Right.
So then the audience become her high chiefs, right?
Mm.
She's saying to the people that you are my high chiefs. You are equal to me.
There's a real generosity in the way that this work seems to draw the audience into quite like a deep connection with food, culture, and also narrative as well. It feels like something that would be a real privilege to be an audience member in. How big is the crowd going to be for a show like this?
Oh, it's very limited because it is fine dining. Mm-hmm. So we can only have 120 diners in one evening.
So better get your tickets quickly then, folks. Alice, where's the place and the time and the space for the people at home who are feeling quite hungry and also ready to see some amazing art?
Yeah, so Takurua Ngāwhā Nuā War Goddess is actually part of the Elemental Auckland Festival. So my understanding is you're opening from the 14th to the 23rd of July. That's correct, Justine. So you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster to get those tickets. But it sounds like it's very, very limited. So if you're wanting an oral sort of sensory experiential a show, then this absolutely sounds like something that must be seen, or must be experienced, I should say.
Justine, thank you for speaking with us this morning. It's been a real pleasure to hear about the process and the concepts behind this show. And Alice, thank you as always for your wise direction this morning. We'll put a link to the Auckland Live page up in the podcast after the show so folks can get nice easy access to the tickets. But yeah, don't muck around on this one. It sounds incredible. Justine, thank you so much. Alice, thank you. We'll see you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, team.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.